This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Welcome to A Fresh Review. With Fresh Media Works, I'm Random. Geek Acres is a podcast that appears every week, posted near or on every Sunday, and is hosted by Doug Rapson, self-identified as a geek, husband, and father.
While we're talking about entertainment, movies, that sort of thing, I'm really excited about the Cars trailer. My son and I have been seriously geeking out over it. Not a day goes by that we don't watch it at least a few times.
Doug's show is about 15 minutes long and covers such topics as news that Doug thinks will be interesting for geeks, reviews of movies, games, books, toys, and anything else that has caught Doug's attention, and debunking of things that Doug has received from friends in his email with the help of that famous debunking site, Snopes.com. A highlight of Geek Acres is the cookie section, in which Doug identifies one thing that has really caught his attention as something so neat he can't resist sharing it with his listeners.
And now, cookies. That time in the program where I offer up one geek-related story that was just so tasty, I had to share. This one came to me via the Sci-Fi Channel and their weekly newsletter.
Geek Acres can be found at geekacres.libsyn.com, that's GEEKACRES, and is work-safe and appropriate for probably teenage and up. The show is listed on the podcast pickle as parental control, and that's probably about right. Doug's tone is friendly and engaging, and when he reviews something, he does it from the perspective of a general geek listener, and thus his reviews are practical and useful for knowing what you might enjoy.
It was a whole lot of action, and it may be borderline to call it a passable popcorn flick, but I had heard one reviewer say that Ultraviolet made Aeon Flux look like high art, and frankly, I just don't see it.
There are so many podcasts out there. I'll be working hard to help you find the ones you just can't miss. Good content and lovable audio are what Fresh Media is all about. Check Fresh Media Works out on the web at www.freshmediaworks.com, and in the meantime, go update your podcatcher.